From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. The head of oil giant BP says it will be a while before it's clear whether a procedure known as a top kill is a success in terms of stopping the flow of oil from the company's busted well. CEO Tony Hayward, speaking on CNN today, said a team of workers is now pumping heavy drilling mud into the well in an effort to try to stem the leak.
We will be continuing for at least another 24 hours, and it will be 24 hours before we know whether or not this has been successful.
Even as BP works to plug the leak, which has been pouring oil into the waters of the Gulf of Mexico for more than a month now, the images coming back from some of the coastal areas are showing the devastating effects of the leak. Thick oil coating marshlands. Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal said today more than 100 miles of beach in his state have been affected. Even as Louisiana struggles, Florida is trying to spread the word its beaches are untainted by oil from the BP blowout. From member station WUSF in Tampa, Susan Giles-Wontuck reports.
Selling Florida's beaches is tougher now for state tourism officials with word of the oil gusher in the Gulf. D.T. Minich is tourism director for Visit St. Petersburg Clearwater, which is using live webcams to show its oil-free beaches. Still, he says there's been a drop in the number of calls.
It's really a geography lesson, and people don't realize there's 2,200 miles of coastline in the state of Florida, and right now it hasn't hit any coastline in the state of Florida.
BP has given Florida $25 million to promote tourism, and the governor says the money will be used in media and social networking to let the world know the state's beaches and fishing grounds are unaffected and open for business. For NPR News, I'm Susan Giles-Wontuck in Tampa.
After today's successful return of Space Shuttle Atlantis, NASA is looking ahead to the remaining two flights of the shuttle program. Mark Simpson of member station WMFE reports there's a chance Atlantis could be back on the schedule.
Shuttle Atlantis flew 32 missions in 25 years. Next, Atlantis will be prepped to serve as a rescue vehicle for the shuttle program's final mission in November. Mission manager Bill Gustemeyer says a decision on whether or not to fly Atlantis on a final mission needs to be made soon.
We can't stay in limbo forever, so we really want to try to get that decision if we can get it arrived to in the June timeframe, and that's what we're trying to go do.
NASA is considering flying one more mission with Atlantis in June of next year. If that mission takes place, a Russian Soyuz spacecraft could be used as a backup for the shuttle. For NPR News, I'm Mark Simpson in Orlando.
Treasury Department said today it's raised more than $6 billion from the sale of 1.5 billion shares of Citigroup stock it received as part of the government's bank rescue plan. Sales took place over the past month and represent about 19.5% of the government's holdings in the bank. Stocks did another turnaround today, this time to the downside after trading higher for much of the day. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 69 points. The Nasdaq lost 15 points today. This is NPR. Meeting with U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder, a number of police chiefs around the country are expressing concerns about Arizona's new immigration law, saying such enforcement efforts on the part of police to deal with the matter of illegal immigration take away from law enforcement resources needed to fight crime. In an hour-long closed-door meeting, the chiefs of police say that being forced to determine whether a person is in the country legally, which would also break down trust police have built in their communities. One of those at the meeting, Los Angeles Police Chief Charles Beck, says the Arizona law would, in his opinion, lead to increased crime. Public health campaigns to get rid of trans fat in food seem to be working. That's according to an analysis published in the New England Journal of Medicine. More from NPR's Patty Naiman.
Trans fats are artificially made and added to fast food or processed foods like bread and crackers to make them last longer. Such fats in your diet increase cholesterol, inflammation, and heart disease. Some U.S. cities have banned restaurants from using trans fat in their food, and some food companies have voluntarily cut trans fats out of their manufacturing process. Health experts worried they'd just replace trans fat with saturated fat, which is also unhealthy and increases heart disease risk. But according to researchers from Harvard University and a consumer advocacy group, that didn't happen. They looked at 83 reformulated food products from supermarkets and restaurants. Over 90% had lower trans fats and less saturated fat. Patty Naiman, NPR News.
Oil prices showed signs of recovery today. Crude oil futures prices were up $2.76 a barrel to settle at $71.51 a barrel on the New York Mercantile Exchange. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News, in Washington.